Correct.
Call the short term rental working group to order. Item two is additions or deletions to the agenda. Do we have any additions? No.
Not for this meeting.
Item three, introduction of STR working group members. I'm Don Cavanaugh, Select Board Chair.
Martha Dale, Select Board. Andy Dahlstrom, Short Term Rental Administrator.
Patty Eisenhower, Housing Commission.
And we have three other members who aren't here at the moment.
Yeah. So we got Brent Bamberito in the Planning Commission, Trevor Powers in the Planning Commission, and Marianne Morris from Housing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sure, Powers or Greenfield?
Powers.
Powers,
yeah, don't know.
Yeah, he's returned from last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Item four, election of chair, vice chair, and clerk. Yes. I can be chair again if anybody else wants to do it, go for it.
I will. Do it.
Hi.
No particular.
I'm happy where I am.
Happy where you are. Well,
thank you.
I would. Anyway. That's a motion to be chair. I would second that.
Okay.
Patty, do you want to add anything on?
No, I support that.
All right.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vice chair. Was Brent last year, I believe.
It was. Yeah. I would nominate him for a second year. Can we elect him in his absence? Is that done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sure.
I'll second.
All right.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And clerk.
I would be happy to serve in that capacity again, especially with this new technology we have.
I nominate Andy Dalton, the clerk.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item five, consider rules of procedure.
Are those just sort of board management rules?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year we agreed to follow Londonderry Select Board procedures as the guide.
Yep.
So.
Works well.
Yeah.
All right. Item six, review Select Board charge to STR working group. Do you have a?
Well, sitting here, it is, I was looking through minutes from the past. It may take me a minute to get there. Yeah, I apologize.
Didn't be very great.
Is it the purpose?
2023.
No.
Yeah, I think it's the March 18 meeting that. From 2024. Lag. Okay. So. My memory is that last year we did it from memory. Not that that's the best guide, but let's see here. March 4th, March 18th is the. Is the BMP.
This is the, this is from March 18 of 2024. The, under old business, Brown, that would be select board member Melissa Brown, informed the board that the short-term rental ordinance is going to require some work to align with the bylaws. She asked the board if they would consider a working group combined of two members of the Planning Commission, two members of the Londonderry Housing Commission, two members of the Select Board, and the new STR administrator to review the ordinance language and develop a strategic plan that will accomplish the goals of the ordinance. The purpose of the ordinance is covered very well. She read the purpose to the board. So that's I. That's what I know of as far as a definition. It's tucked into that. Review the ordinance language and develop a strategic plan that will accomplish the goals of the work. So, I thought it was being useful as part of this to, well, either this or item eight, to just read the purpose statement, to have it in front of us all, because that seems to be the...
Yeah, we can do that on item eight.
Okay.
Can I just ask, though, given what Melissa had specified then, or however, is there a third component, which is to constantly be assessing how the ordinance is being managed, but and not received, but just how is it rolling out, and do we need to tweak it so that that is another component of what our responsibility is?
Yeah, I think there's an annual, there's meant to be an annual stock taking or review of it, and the working group is part of that. I just don't know if that, where that's codified.
And beyond the motion that was made.
This is the one that creates the group, but I don't know if there's a separate motion.
I don't think there was.
Yeah, I thought there was.
It was just the intention of the board.
Yeah, to do it.
Okay.
Periodically or annually.
Okay, as long as that's somewhere noted.
Yeah.
Maybe our ordinances have a rule around them to get revisited periodically.
No, I don't think there's any official rule like that.
Okay.
Item 7, set regular meeting schedule and location. So, town office, 5 o'clock, first and third Mondays of the month, right?
Yeah, to proceed select board meetings on that schedule.
Do you need two a month, or is one enough?
Apparently.
I would
need to change.
I'd rather meet every other week and finish earlier in the calendar year so that there's more time to adjust and you know, promote any changes, just so the word gets out less. Right. We were pretty tight against the deadline.
So you want to meet more than?
No, just every other week, but rather than monthly. I think if we keep it to the every other week so that it's with each select board.
Okay.
And then if we finish in March instead of April, right at the end, and also give us more time, you know, Attorney Fisher can then review things, and if there's a need to have a follow-up.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we keep it 5 o'clock, and then I think we had voted to start half an hour, even an hour earlier on just because of a big topic, something that needed more time. Should we just
have the flexibility to do that?
Yeah, but sure. Post it as 5 unless we decide the preceding meeting.
Okay.
Item 8, consider areas of possible change to STR ordinance. What do you got for us?
Well, I
feel process, I take it.
Yeah, I just, I was planning at the second meeting to get into the topics that I've collected over the you know, since July, essentially, rather than trying to get all that, you know, heaped on the table in this first more organizational meeting. But yeah, some form of appeal committee is one of the, yeah.
No, that's a cloud record.
Yeah. I have a scheduled meeting with him on Friday of this week to go through a list that contains, I think it's 12 items. And some of them came from our earlier discussions. There's a little wording thing he wants to update. Not urgent, but it's everything from that to bigger topics, sort of structural changes and so forth. But is it appropriate timing to invite the folks who are here to, you know, I think public comment, to have other people add content to be considered? Does that sound
good way to move? As long as people aren't expecting us to provide necessary answers.
Oh, no, no. I
think this is more just a listing or.
You start in the room? Do you want
to? Yeah, sure. Mine was just an observation that I wanted to bring up, which is that so we decided to sell our barn. And I remember when we're having conversations before, and I was thinking on this, and it didn't seem to me like it was going to be an issue, but I just wanted to just put it out there, because what happened to us is that, thank God, we were able to sell the barn. It's done. So this is not like it's of no, personally, it's not of any relevance, but it is affecting the town, and I just wanted everyone to understand just what happened to us. What happened to us is my wife was the broker, or was the realtor on it, and we listed it, and we had 5 offers in the first day. It was just like boom, 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 boom. We would have sold that thing immediately. And 2 things happened. One is the ADU is like useless to somebody now, fairly useless, because you would have to wait a year and do it. But that was okay. We figured out that we're going to move the, thankfully it can be moved. So we'll move it somewhere depending on, I had a question for Bob Fisher. But what I thought was relevant is that the 5 offers removed their offer when they checked out the ordinance, and they were, you know, these are couples who were like, can we afford to move here? This is a really expensive second home for us. It's a stretch, but if we can rent it while we're not here, and then I guess just enough of the restrictions caused them to be just a little too, they're like, you know, so I just, again, I'm just like, just throwing it out there. It's an observation. I don't know kind of what everybody's take is on it, but for us, we were like in pure panic. And then thank God, just like a few weeks ago, got an offer and let's just take it. But I don't know if it's affecting the economy. I wouldn't go maybe that far, but it's affecting people's decisions in buying a second home in Londonderry.
I'm curious how they discovered, how they encountered the short-term regulation.
So I guess the way, I don't totally get it, but my wife is like, I have to tell them.
Yeah.
So you divulge the information and they're like, have you heard the updated rules? And they're like, no, we haven't. We didn't know there were any. Then they look at the ordinance and they're like, and I don't think it's even the restrictions. It's that it's feel complicated as a second homeowner, because they're just like, we're just going to rent it when we're not here. But that's sort of where they're like, oh, let's go check out Jamaica. The next step, you know?
Yeah. No, and I'm appreciative that you shared that sort of owner beware piece of the property transaction.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it did sell.
It did sell.
Right.
Yeah.
And, which is news.
So I'm breathing again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that, like, I'm, you know, maybe it just holds up sales momentarily because people think about it.
Right.
You know.
Any comments on water?
This is Nancy. I'm a real estate agent as well, and certainly the ordinance makes it much more difficult to sell, especially some of the higher priced properties.
This is Jessica. I'm also a realtor. I agree with Nancy, and I think that since the ordinance was in place, it has affected the real estate market. I talked to a bunch of realtors who emailed me some comments on how it changed their business in Londonderry, and that they have buyers specifically asking not to look in the Londonderry area for a vacation home because they don't have that opportunity to offset the cost of their house. I did have a question for you. I don't know if it needs to get answered today, but I'm curious as to what the committee is doing to while reviewing the effects of the ordinance on the community and on the real estate market. I'm just wondering what the committee is doing, like where they're collecting their information from. I think it would be helpful to have a realtor as part of the committee because it is, you know, it does affect that market and home prices and. And I know that I talked to Andy and he said you have to be part of a town committee in order to get on the short-term rental committee, but I think it might be helpful to invite local realtors into these meetings that could provide information. I did a little bit of research and it seems like there were more homes, vacation homes sold in 2025 to than primary residences in the town of Londonderry.
And your interpretation is what?
Well, I'm just tracking it to see if there is an effect of the ordinance and if it's going to help provide more primary housing for people, because I know that that was the initial hope by putting this ordinance in place.
I mean, I would like to collect all studies, data, information, and I can be the collection point and distribute it. I mean, it's, I think the more studies, whatever shape they're in, the only thing we have to be careful about is getting that information into the public meeting. You know, like we can share materials, but we can't discuss materials outside of meetings because of the open meeting law. But as long as we have a publication or a study or anecdotes that I can distribute and then make part of the, you know, if it's printable and it could be part of the packet or it could be a link that's in the packet so that people know where to look for studies. I mean, that'd be a huge help.
I think if, I mean, Jessica, you're a perfect example. It would be helpful for us to create a series of questions we'd like to find data to answer. I'm not saying that the right way, but your perspective is one. I may have a different perspective, it doesn't really matter, but the more questions we can collect and drive our search into data would be helpful. So share those with us.
Yep. And I think it's helpful to at least involve the real estate community just because it really does affect our business. I mean, I tell every single person that looks in Londonderry, I just literally had a showing over on Melody Hill where I had a conversation with the person about the ordinance and they were like, oh, I wish my realtor would have told me that because I wouldn't even be looking at this house. So it does affect us on a daily basis. So it'd be good to at least have some sort of a platform just to get information to you. Another interesting piece of information that I collected was that our houses are selling on average 189% over the town assessments.
Those are old assessments.
Huh? Yeah, that's we're going to reassessment.
There is a reassessment.
Yeah, it's on the schedule.
When is that happening?
2028, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a very long queue.
Yeah, a long wait because about 70% of the towns in Vermont got told they had to do a reappraisal after COVID, and there's only so many people who do reappraisals.
I wanted to make a comment related to Jessica's comment about secondary and primary, and this is a, I'll acknowledge that maybe this is a shift even for me, is that I don't think there is a direct correlation between secondary and primary purchases in that, if we lose, if there's a primary that switches to a secondary, I don't know how you phrased it, Jessica, but the Housing Commission does look at the transfer of properties, and we do look at anecdotally the switches from secondary to primary and primary to secondary. But I think overall, we have a fixed amount of real estate available for housing, and recognize that they're two very separate paths of ownership, and that we don't necessarily see any trends where one is converting to the other. But we hear the messaging around losing primary housing to secondary housing, and I think it's maybe something that we need to be careful about. The purpose of the ordinance is not to preserve primary housing either. I took another look at it. So I think we are being careful in that. So, but that's always kind of coming up in
How do you differentiate
conversations.
the primary versus secondary home by homestead taxes or?
Yeah, I think that's the only way that we can do that. It's how people file, and that may not be the
No,
best
it's
way.
not actually terribly accurate. Like, for example, I own a short-term rental that is not my homestead in the town of Londonderry, and I live in Londonderry. But I actually called every realtor that sold a house 2025. I actually emailed them to ask them what purpose the new buyers were using the home for. And there was a lot of shift in the fact that people were purchasing the house to rent for a couple of years to eventually retire to. Or, so there's all these different variations. I'll actually send what I found to you, Patty, to take a look at, because it's not just the homestead tax. There's different uses for it. And then I have investors that bought it just to flip it for long-term rentals.
So I'm new to this committee, and I'm sure last year there was a lot of discussion on use of the property, these different uses, right? So.
And I'll have at the next meeting the town records for the property transfer, that PTTR, where a buyer states what category the house goes into. There's a pretty extraordinary tax benefit right now to stating that the house you buy in Vermont will be used for long-term renting. There's a significant drop in the sales tax, just from the talk among property attorneys. I've talked to two in the area, Lexi Young and Attorney Samuelson, and that they're getting a lot of traffic, or they're closing a lot of houses that people say will be long-term rentals. Whether they turn out to be long-term rent, are they for more than a month or two, really long-term rentals? And that's one of the things I think Londonderry might want to look into, is whether the long-term rental stock is in fact increasing, or is it simply a really nice tax break, by designating a house very short term for this purpose. But I know our representative Chris Morrow is aware of the loophole, and I think there's some effort to maybe close it or tighten it in this next session. But I'll have the PTTR records for us to look at next meeting, because that's part of that's on my list. So, Patty, did you want to add a topic for since we're looking at areas of possible change?
Yeah, I mean, well, Jessica, did you have anything else to add? I don't want to cut your time off if you had a.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a property owner in Londonderry, and Patty, I know you just said that the purpose wasn't to preserve primary residences or so I can't like I'm no expert on what the specific like intentions of the ordinance were or are. But just on reading, reading up to limit or prevent the loss of housing stock to short-term rentals, and preserve the, culture of the community, basically to ensure that people aren't coming in and gobbling up all the housing stock to open short-term rentals, profit off of it. And, that's that. Like that's kind of my understanding. I don't, would that be like generally accurate?
It's my opinion that we have a limited amount of housing stock, period, and preserving the balance between primary and secondary is it's important to look at.
Got it. So when I was renting my home unknowingly unregistered, which has been covered in previous meetings. So once I got in touch with Andy, realized that I was not supposed to be renting my house for short term. I did two things. Well, I've since pivoted and only renting it for 30 plus day rentals because I'm not currently a registered STR in compliance with the ordinance. And what I've found, granted, I'm one home in the town, so I'm not suggesting that this is everywhere, but I'm pre-booked this year now to rent for more than all of I rent all of the time that I rented last year. And that's not, by the way, my preference. I spend lots of time at the home, as much time as I can. And but because I'm only able to do 30 plus day rentals now, people book what they book. So I'm actually seeing more rental activity than I previously was. I also listed my home for sale. Again, not my preference, but I had to explore all options. Right in the middle of the realtor that I worked with, her market comps. I didn't, post it for some wildly high number. I didn't, not only did I not receive an offer, I didn't receive hardly any interest. So I would just submit that for consideration that it's a home that under $500,000, relatively speaking, a relatively affordable home. It was not, something that was listed for an extraordinary price. And so, I just would submit those two things for consideration that when I did list my home, I received no interest from anyone to purchase. And that, as a result of the changes that I've made to remain in compliance with the ordinance, I'm actually seeing more frequent rental activity.
That's good to know. So the two, just to reiterate, you're seeing more bookings now that you're doing 30 plus days, and what was your point with regard to listing your home? It wasn't until you changed that they had more interest, or you're still not having
No,
interest?
I took it off the market because I didn't
Okay.
want it just sitting there
I see.
not
Okay.
selling. But my point is, that we want to keep affordable housing stock available to, people who want to own homes and live in Londonderry. My point is that I listed a home that by, many considerations is a relatively affordable home, and there was no interest expressed.
Yeah.
And just to clarify one point, I'm not saying I'm receiving more bookings. It's actually fewer bookings, but the total nights that the home is rented now as a result in the change have increased. And I actually shot Andy an email to get formally registered with an STR. So, I have access to those 50 nights, but just strictly doing the 30 plus day rentals, which is my understanding I'm allowed to. It's actually rented, the home is rented more frequently than it previously was.
Okay, thank you.
I just actually just thought of something I did want to add. The other thing to consider moving forward is with a townwide assessment coming for 2028, taxes are going to go up for property owners. So that's going to, if the prices don't start coming down, they're softening a little bit, but they're not substantially. It does make it unaffordable for people to buy homes here with the increase in the taxes from last year and whatever's coming down the road for the new assessment.
Well, I won't say it makes it unaffordable, it makes it potentially less, but it's certainly not knocking
Yeah, less
everybody out.
affordable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people are starting to complain about the taxes anyway. I've noticed more and more, so.
Yeah, in every phone I make, I get a bar. Yeah, a lot of other people are shocked at small town taxes in Vermont. Yeah, we know we're paying them too. It's a huge topic.
Are the other ideas from the public?
I one more, sorry. I kind of wanted to see if there would be some sort of a consideration rather than restricting specific nights, where people feel, homeowners feel that it's infringing on their property ownership rights, to maybe shifting a mindset where you cap the number of rentals that are allowed in the town because that becomes more of a zoning restriction. And it doesn't really infringe upon property owner rights, or the way people take it, at least.
Yeah, Jessica, that's one of my
Oh, I just lost audio. I don't know if anybody can hear me.
I think the town hall Zoom dropped by mistake.
Oh.
Well, by mistake for
Yes,
now.
Patty is now the host.
Oh, look at that. I heard Andy say I think that's one of the topics that he wants to bring up for the year.
Okay.
Regarding caps versus number of night rentals. Property owner. Let's...
I mean, it's easier to tell people to get on a wait list, to be able to rent their property versus you can only do X, Y, and Z with your own, house.
No, I recognize that. Benchmarking work that we've done, a lot of towns do that. But figuring out what that cap is could be tricky too.
Well, you guys did mention that we're at 6% with the 100. We were teetering, just a little under 100 at the town meeting. So, if we feel that's a healthy number, I don't see why you couldn't just say your cap is 100 if we have 102. I mean, I have two properties in Londonderry on the market that are short-term rentals. I'm pretty dedicated to selling mine. Just you let them fall off, and then you put the if the new owner wanted to register, they would just have to get on the wait list.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know what numbers we're at, and we lost Andy, so.
Yeah. Right.
Will they rejoin?
Are they?
I don't see a note for them.
I don't know if they're aware that they dropped.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, maybe you could text them.
I'll send don't know. I thought I had Andy's Dahlstrom. I'll text Martha.
And Patty, maybe I'll say this to you, but I actually, if there's an appeal committee, I have a very specific request from a couple that is relocating back to Londonderry because she grew up here. They're both in the military, and they can't move for 2 years, but they want to buy a house now. And the restriction is making it almost impossible for them to purchase a house without the ability to kind of offset their costs, but still have access to Vermont.
We are still online. Yeah, I only have Andy's office number. I will text Tom also.
I can shoot him an email.
Right. I texted too. Hi, Nancy. Happy New Year.
Hi there. How is it out west?
It's a little overcast, but you know what? I can't complain. It's pretty nice. We've had some days in the 70s, but I am missing the skiing.
You in California?
I am, till May, probably.
Whereabouts?
Do you know Carmel Valley? It's about 100 miles south of San Francisco.
No, I spent about 6 months out in San Francisco for work, but I never got down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's about a 3 hour drive south.
Nice.
Yeah, it's still considered Northern California, Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay, that's the region. Tom says they're doing something. Hang tight.
Here we go. Now we just restarted Zoom. Can you all hear us now?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think we lost video and then we still had you on audio. Okay, we're back. Thank you, Tom. So,
You were responding to Jessica's comment on potential cap for STRs with instead of number of nights.
oh yeah, no, okay. So we did lose you for a little bit. That's on my list. I think to just summarize quickly, there'll be a little bit more in the minutes that you all, I guess we dropped you for about a couple of minutes, but I think that's a really good thing for us to examine, especially in light of the number of towns both in Vermont and around the country that have gone with a cap on the number of licenses to ensure that the number is, well, it's a way of sort of diffusing and checking how many units as opposed to the volume of traffic in any given unit. So,
Which sounds like what the goal is, so you could manage the availability of what homes are in town.
I mean, I think so. they may have missed you saying.
Would you want to say that again?
Yes. I think you used the word plotting.
I did use the word plotting. But my recommendation was that we not act rashly because this is a new phenomena and lots of different locales are experimenting with short-term rental regulations, and we should learn from other communities and not necessarily make left and right changes to our process or our definitions or whatever, and let experiences in other communities guide us as we move forward. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I think as long as we keep a good balance of listening to our own community and what's going on.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other ideas.
Yeah, I was just going to say the one thing that I've noticed that also I think was not intentional, but has sort of happened in regards to like the demographic that we sort of like least wanted to affect, but I think we did the most is like, for in my experience, it's been the 30-year-olds to like maybe 40-year-olds who, you know, as Jessica was saying, maybe there's somebody that comes, wants to be able to rent their house for a while, falls in love with Londonderry or Vermont, decides to move here, likes the school system, whatever, you know. But my thinking is just that 30 to 40-year-old group that either can afford a second home or maybe can kind of afford a second, is thinking about a second home. It does seem like the people that like I would want to come into this town are the ones that now are feeling like they can't as easily. But that's sort of the gap that I always felt like we want more of those people, but now it is harder for them.
Okay. Well, that's a 30 to 40-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's really not fast.
That's not a lot. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I'm out of that bracket, but I'm saying like the young energy maybe is getting affected a little bit.
Can I ask just a procedural question?
Yep.
As we move toward planning the next meeting, I'm happy to build the agenda and post it. Now that we have posting capabilities on the new website, pretty excited to be able to do that. Can I just ask that people who want to request something on the agenda, send that to me as an email? And my plan is to post things the Friday before Monday. So I think Thursday would be the deadline so that I can get it, you know, typed up and publicized.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're filling up with select board. A couple of you don't get to change seats. The stand up and stretch.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the same web? Is this the same website for the select board meeting?
No, it's not.
Okay.
This is these STR working group meetings, it's going to be the same code, I think. It's what we used all last year, but it's different from the town, from the select board meetings.
That's right. Select board relies on GNet.
Yeah, I will talk with Eileen about maybe having this meeting migrate over to that other code, if that's easier.
Okay.
Great.
Anything else?
I think I'm good for nine.
What's our count right now in terms of short-term rental?
Oh, I'll share that with you next week.
Number.
It's there are just so many little footnotes to say there's the result. It's less than it was last year. It's about two-thirds of what we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's two-thirds of. I tend to think of the end of the fiscal year. So where we are compared to this date last year. I don't
know, true, but right. I'll speaking calendar here, but
yes, I've got a bunch of numbers for you next week that I'll get into the specifics of, because there's been some interesting movement about like why people pulled their unit out of STR. I mean, there's been a significant shift to the long-term market, which.
And are any of our local neighbor municipalities who hadn't had short-term rental ordinances actively considering them? What's sort of the
Windhall started theirs.
Windhall started theirs, and then I've heard through the grapevine that they're needing to make some revisions to it. That's the nearby one that I know of as new. I don't know of any other town. It's funny. I've more checked in with towns that I know have been operating under an ordinance to see how things are working. So we are most comparable, I think, to Plymouth, Vermont, in terms of longevity and type of ordinance. But I think Eileen and I both attended the Vermont League of Cities and Towns short-term rental summit in November, and we got an interesting sense of kind of where Vermont towns are. But I think we're a little more rare than I knew we were. I mean, I think there's a big rise in the STR registry model, but a lot of towns are wondering about going to a full-fledged ordinance and of what kind. And then the other thing to add is that I, again, through Chris Morrow, know that he's looking at a statewide consideration of an ordinance too. So that's the big, it feels weightier than
can
it did.
Usurp ours?
No, well,
or
the way
provide it back?
No, definitely not usurp. The way it was worded last year when there was an ordinance considered is that it would apply to all towns that do not have an ordinance already. So a town that does, like Londonderry or Chester, has the independence to assert their model, but this would apply to all of the towns that haven't taken action with an ordinance yet. So, but as Tom likes to say, that's at the state level.
Right.
Let's not expect immediate action. There are a lot of
talking about that for years.
Yeah.
I just read something. Maybe it was in VT Digger about the resort towns, and I'm thinking Stowe and the Mad River.
Stowe's it, yeah.
And it's having it. An absolute nixnay on having any short-term rental ordinances,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Let me modify what I said. I've been in touch with the deputy town administrator in Stowe, and he steered me to the select board meeting recording. It's 3 hours plus, and it's the discussion of how they are planning to roll out their new ordinance. And I'll cover that pretty thoroughly in an upcoming meeting, because there's a lot to learn from their choice of language and some of their priorities. And I won't.
Well, and I took some comfort in realizing that Londonderry was not like Stowe, in that we don't have a resort community within our boundary.
Right.
But I also think there's a blurring effect, but I don't know how this is going to portend. So,
No, I'll share, but just because I've gotten a lot of the details from that recording and also reading their materials.
Right.
Good. Well, thanks to folks online for joining. From across this great country.
Good to catch up. Thanks.
Thanks. So.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
So I move to adjourn the meeting.
So
bye.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Have a good evening.
Yeah. This is not meeting content, but the packet I made is the current ordinance, and it's got a couple of pages tacked on the back for to take notes.
Oh, is that what that
yeah.
space was? I thought this was like a teacher printing error.
No. The teacher did it. The retired teacher did it on purpose so that
Nope.
So
Dad,
you can
currently
that's right. You can do your dot the dots and
right.
back to all the meeting logs or something. Right.
Noodles.
All right.
Expecting a full crowd.